have biro and paper, because there's something you will write down. Revelation chapter 13. Let's pick our text as everybody stands up with their Bible. Revelation chapter 13. I'm waiting for everybody to be on your feet, including the nursing mothers holding their children, just to honor the word of God. Before we sit, nursing mothers, stand up with your babies. Everybody, let's honor the word of God. And this is time to be very reverent. Avoid distractions, avoid side comments that will distract anybody. And let's be in the spirit. Like a preacher used to say, Brother Abraham says, this is now the most sincere part of the service. And I believe that too. This is the most sincere part. Amen. Because it is only after now that a decision can be taken. And I pray that the right decision will be taken this afternoon. Now, Revelation chapter 13. And I read from verse 15 for a text up to verse 18. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. That is 666. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of the word. Let's be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, it's very common. They say, people say the mark, they call 666 as the mark of the beast. Now that is wrong. 666 is not the mark of the beast. If you read it, hallelujah, blessed be the name of the Lord. It's not 666, it's the identification. It's the identification. And God will help us today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 666 is the number of the name. It's the number of the name of the beast. So we are looking today, this afternoon, at the number of the name of the beast, otherwise known as the Antichrist. Hallelujah. And two very important, great mysteries that are on now, and very exciting too to understand it. Two mysteries is that the Antichrist process is going on now, and it's a mystery, because the understanding of the process of the gathering of the Antichrist is not understood by many. And the second mystery is that God also is gathering his bride now. These two things are going on now in the Church of Jesus Christ. The gathering of the bride of Jesus Christ, getting prepared for the rapture, and also the gathering of the tares under the Antichrist system. The Antichrist is busy preparing his seat. Amen. And two people in the Bible were given this revelation. It's Daniel and John. Daniel chapter 7. Hallelujah. In Daniel chapter 7, why I say you should look for paper is, we are going to do the calculation of that 666. So you will need a paper to write it. That's why I say try and get paper and biro. But if you don't have paper and biro, then make sure you get the tape, so that when you sit down, you can, you know, calculate, because we are so many and we can't use a board to write it. But I'll try by all means to see how I can make you jot down things and calculate by yourself and give a proper picture of what that number 666, how it is arrived at. Hallelujah. Daniel was shown what the Antichrist, what the children of God will go through, what the Jews will go through in the hands of the Antichrist. And in chapter 12 and in verse 9, he, Daniel, verses 8 and 9, Daniel tried to find out how will these things be. And the angel of the Lord told Daniel, let's read it. Daniel, go to Daniel chapter 12. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. And he said something. Chapter 12. Verse 8. And I heard, but I understood not. Then said I, oh my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Remember, God has just shown him what Israel will go through in that chapter. Chapter 9, chapter 7, chapter 8, chapter 9, chapter 12, God was showing Daniel. Then it's verse 9. And he said, go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. And he said, many shall be purified and made white and tried. And if you know church history, you know that has taken place. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand. That is why he said, close it till the end time. Close the understanding. Don't write it. Don't worry, Daniel. The wicked will do more wickedly, and the wicked, he said, they will not understand, but the wise shall understand. And when I said the wise, as representing the bride, I have tried to explain it several times to you in this church. Hallelujah. When Matthew was giving his account of the birth of Jesus Christ, he said, wise men from the east saw a star. What made them wise was that they were in the business of studying the star. Each time I say it, it excites me to see how these things are hidden in the scriptures for us. Wise men from the east saw the star, but religious people in Jerusalem did not see the star. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That is so important. He was telling that, he said, the wise will understand. How? How did the wise from the east understand that a great king was born on earth in the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, where he was born? They were studying the star. Right now, it takes the wise now to be able to take a study of what is happening in the church of Jesus Christ to understand what is going on. That's why he said, but the wise will, he said, they shall understand. Understand here is revelation. It's revelation. You know, when some brethren were giving testimony here, he said, this is the only place that is preparing people for the rapture. And I said, I thank God for that. Because there are some churches that will say, this is the only place that their own testimony of their church is the only place, if you come, our pastor is equipping us to prosper on earth. That is their testimony. But I'm telling you, why the Lord Jesus Christ went to the cross on Calvary is to pay a bride price for a bride that he's coming to take home. And whatever he is doing in the church today is to prepare that bride and nothing more. And part of the preparation is this end time revelations of truth that is going on now. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you come here, we thank God for the anointing, we thank God for the prophecies, we thank God for the breakthrough, for the prosperity. But know that is only a means to an end. The end is to make the rapture. One of these days, services will end. The Spirit of God will leave the Gentiles and move to Israel. Hallelujah. The bride has a privilege to know some things. I want you to take note that this revelation we are given, the full manifestation of the Antichrist proper, will only take place after the rapture. And that is the last 3.5 years. That is why Daniel chapter 12 again, watch what he said there. Hallelujah. You know, it's so interesting when the Lord grants you some of this revelation. Now, if you look at that chapter 12, let me read from verse 6. It said, "And one said to the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, how long shall it be to the end of these wonders?" Remember, chapter 12 is what the children of Israel will go through in the hands of the Antichrist. Verse 7, "And I heard the man clothed in linen, which was upon the waters of the river, when he held up his right hand and his left hand unto heaven, and swear by him that liveth forever, that it shall be for a time." A time is 1 year. Times, that is 2 years and a half. Making how many years? 3.5 years. "And when he shall have accomplished to scatter the power of the holy people." Who are the holy people? The Jews. "All these things shall be finished." So what is the time allotted to him? It's 3.5 years. If you go to Daniel chapter 7 also. Daniel chapter 7. Concerning the Antichrist and how, you know, some of his actions. Chapter 7 verse 25. "And he shall," the Antichrist, "shall speak great words against the Most High." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. "Against the Most High. And shall wear out the saints of the Most High," that is, trouble them, disturb them, "and think to change times and laws." Times and laws there is nothing but the program of God, the word of God, the timing of the things concerning the laws of God. "And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and the dividing of time." Another 3.5 years. Praise the Lord. That is the period that the Antichrist will rule. That is during the time that is known as the tribulation period. And some people teach as if the Church of Jesus Christ will undergo tribulation period. No, The bride of Jesus Christ will not be part of the tribulation. The tribulation comes after the rapture. The tribulation, remember, is for the Jews. The time of tribulation is for the Jews. We have taken that here several times. But let's come to today's understanding, what we want to look at. Now, in Revelation chapter 13, let's go there, where we just read, and look at something very interesting. There are two beasts described in Revelation chapter 13. Two beasts. Hallelujah. Now, and when we talk of a beast, it refers to three things as portrayed in the Bible. When it's mentioning the beast. When you are reading the Bible, always read it carefully, especially the book of Revelation, because you don't read the book of Revelation like you read any other scripture. Because there are things in there that need revelation to understand. So he said, talking about the beast, number one, the beast there is referring, okay, let's read from verse 1 first, so that you can flow with me what I'm saying. Chapter 13, verse 1. And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and the sea here is which sea? It's the Mediterranean Sea. The Bible world, the world that was known in Bible times, was the world around the Mediterranean Sea. And that is what constitutes, you know, where the Babylonian Empire and all those four empires, they all revolve around that great sea, the Mediterranean Sea. And I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns ten crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. Remember, this is Revelation, a book of symbols. Praise the Lord. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion and a dragon. Hallelujah. You are hearing a beast, and now you are seeing again dragon. That's why I say read it very carefully. It started with a beast, then you are now hearing him talking about dragon again. So there is the beast and there is the dragon. And the dragon gave that beast his power and his seat and great authority. So the beast here, first and foremost, this portion is speaking about the unified Roman Empire. Hallelujah. The Empire of Rome. And that's why, and the satanic spirit that controlled it, that is the dragon. So when you talk about the beast, you are as a reference to what we just read in Revelation chapter 13, it's talking about, you know, Rome as an empire, unified though, not scattered, because they scattered later on. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We see that is referring to satanic forces that was behind or influencing the rulers of this empire. We see that in Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 to 4. Let me just give you scriptures so that you can read on your own. Read it. Revelation chapter 12, verses 3 to 4. Read also verse 9, so that you will see the same description there of that satanic power given to Rome. You see it also, Revelation. Hallelujah. Just you get it there. And I told you that Daniel saw the same thing in Daniel chapter 7. Now the second thing it refers to, beast in the Bible, is referring to the Antichrist man himself. The man himself now incarnated by Satan. So the same power, the same type of influence he was using in Rome as an empire, now that same satanic forces come on a man. And then that man is referred to also as the beast. Praise the Lord.
Referring there to a man that is referred to as a beast. So when we talk about the mark of the beast, So you know who the beast is in the context of what we are looking at now. Now, he says here that the beast here, that I told you there are two beasts in this book of this chapter of Revelation, chapter 13. The first one is what we are looking at. The first beast there is the Roman Empire. Now, it says, it came up out of the sea. We look at what is the meaning of the sea that made it come out of the sea. We look at it very shortly. Now, it had 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads and 10 horns. And upon his horns, 10 crowns. And upon his head, the name of blasphemy. Hallelujah. Now, 10 horns here. Daniel saw it also. In Daniel chapter 7. If you read it, verse 7 and verse 8, he added one other horn. He called it a little horn. So actually, on the head of that beast were actually 11 horns. Yes. But 10 of those horns, hallelujah, they were the political horns, the power. The horn of an animal signifies what? Power. So it signifies, you know, the 10 was referring to those nations that made up the Europe. 10 nations. And they are France, Germany, if anybody is writing, Italy, Belgium, the Netherlands, Luxembourg, Britain, Denmark, Ireland, and Spain. 10 of them made up. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. These are countries that came out of the breakup of Rome. But the little horn there, that is, in that same Rome, a little horn that came out there, hallelujah, is the Vatican City. It is in Rome, praise the Lord, but it is a state of her own. It's a country within a country. It's a little city that is controlling the whole world. A little horn. Praise the Lord. We will see that little horn. That, like every other country, that is the state, the seat of the Pope of Rome, the headquarters of the Catholic Church, Roman Catholic Church. That's what they call the Roman Catholic Church. It has ambassadors everywhere. I think, what do they call them? They call him something Monsignor, something like that. Yes, that is what they call the ambassador of Rome. He is given equal status like any other government. If the Pope is coming to Nigeria today, or Obasanjo is outside the country, he will cut short his journey to come and receive him. Very important is that 11th horn, that little horn. We will look at it also. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's the Papa Rome. Papa Rome. Praise the Lord. You see that in Revelation, Daniel chapter 7, verse 21. See that also in Daniel chapter 7, verse 21. It's referring to that Papa Rome. Hallelujah. Now let's read on. Amen. Let's just read on. And I saw one of his heads, verse 3, as it were wounded to death. One of his heads, as it were wounded to death. One of those heads. And his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. Hallelujah. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Now, I want you to watch another thing in verse 4. Very, very important. Very, very important. Hallelujah. And they worship the dragon, which gave power unto the beast. And they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue how many months? 42 months, divided by 30 days in a month. Prophetic month is 30 days in a month. When you divide it exactly, 42 months is 3.5 years. That is the period given to him. Verse 6. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints. Hallelujah. And to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindred and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. See those who will worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. That is those, of course, those whose names are written there, they are gone by this time. Hallelujah. There are people that their names have been written in the Lamb's book of life from the foundation of the world. That is predestination. We have preached that several times here. That your name is written somewhere. That's why you are here today. That's why you are in Christ today. And every other person on earth here, that's why Matthew 24:24 says the false prophet will deceive so many. Hallelujah. He said the deception will be so much that if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. But it is not possible. The reason, praise the Lord, is that there's a reason. There is the mark of the beast, and there is also the seal of God. Hallelujah. Those that are marked by the beast will follow the beast. Those that are sealed, oh, glory be to God. There are two different camps. They will follow the Lamb. We shall also see it scripturally. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the first beast. That's the first beast. That's the first beast. That is the revived Roman Empire. Now he's talking about the fact that he came out of the sea. The sea there is, you know, is the inhabited part of the earth. It's the inhabited part of the earth where people are living. That is the known world of Bible time around the Mediterranean Sea, as I said. And we have a key in the Bible in Revelation chapter 17. Revelation chapter 17. Now if you see something there. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible is sweet if God grants you understanding. Chapter 17 verse 1. It says, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials. Revelation chapter 17 is a description of a woman that is called the harlot. It's called the mother of harlots. And is the mother of abominations of the earth. It's a woman. It's describing a woman. Praise the Lord. And there is something, you know, very interesting about this woman. The Bible here describes where that woman is. Hey, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. See it now, chapter 17. And there came, verse 1, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore. Whore, there is prostitute. That sitteth upon many waters. Verse 15, just the key. I just want to get the key. And he said unto me, hallelujah, the waters which thou sayest, and thou sawest, where the whore seated, they are what? Peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. Hallelujah. Verse 18, another key. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It's quite interesting. That is where we get the fact that beast that came out of the sea, it means, you know, that sea there, it was formed from people, nations, that came together. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then we also see that now we now go to the second beast. The second beast. The first beast is Rome. That's what I wanted to say to you there. The first beast is Rome. Now the second beast is from verse 11. And that is the one that interests us for now. And I beheld another beast. Somebody shout another beast. Sisters, are we together? Another beast coming up out of the earth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The first one came out of the sea. Hallelujah. I hope I'm not confusing. The first one came out of the sea. The second one now is coming out of the earth. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth. And he had two horns. Hallelujah. Like a lamb. Two horns like a lamb. And he spake as a dragon. And he exercised all the power of the first beast before him. And caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. Now this first beast is America. This second beast is America. Why do I say it's America? It has two horns. Two horns signifying one political or civil power, civil authority in that same place, and ecclesiastical authority. Because America as a state was founded by Christians that were running away from the persecution that was going on in Europe, in the Roman Empire. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And sometimes you that did history, sometime in about AD 1492, when Christopher Columbus, on his expedition, went and found a vast land that had every potential and nobody was living there. And he discovered America. And so people now running away, those who wanted to worship God in freedom because of the persecution that was going on there. Remember, in the 3rd century, after the church got merged with the state of Rome, through that union that was presided over by Emperor Constantine, hallelujah, anybody that refused to join them was persecuted. He declared Christianity a state religion. And if you say you're a Christian, you refuse to follow that Roman Catholic system, you were sentenced to death. And they killed millions of Christians. So people were running away and they found this safe place. That is the first horn. Later on now, they had the civil authority, civil power, and organized their political system. And America was supposedly founded as a Christian nation. Those are the two horns that were on that. He said they are the horns of a lamb. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he exercised all the power of the first beast, verse 12, before him. Which is the first beast before him? It's Rome, the Roman Empire. And he caused the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And if you notice, those of you who know the history of the Second World War, after the Second World War, Europe was in devastation. It was America that became the world power, the richest power then, and is still the richest power now. Hallelujah. That helped to bring up Europe through what their Secretary of State at that time, by the name of Marshall, is a popular thing. Those of you who read history, they call it the Marshall Aid Plan to aid Europe with billions of American dollars to bring them up again. Europe that was scattered. scattered. Roman Empire that was destroyed, scattered, rendered to nothing. It was during that process that all these nations broke up and everyone gained their independence and became these 10 nations in Europe. And it was America that brought them up, enriched them. That is what he's saying. The deadly wound, hallelujah, hallelujah. That deadly wound that was healed, the deadly wound that was healed, praise the Lord, it was America. And America is significant for two things. One, he is the one that gave power, restored, healed the deadly wound of Rome. He is the one again that is midwifering another thing they call the image of the beast, which we shall read in some verses down there. The image of the beast, he is the one that gave it power again. America. Praise the Lord. I will read some things here for you. When he says in verse 12, listen to the language. He said, and he exercised all the power of the first beast before him, and covered the earth and those who dwell therein, to worship the first beast. Worshipping the first beast there is nothing but recognizing it. It's not going to say you are my God. No, it's Bible language. Hold your attention one more time. Hallelujah. And you know today, the earth, people on earth, will soon worship Europe. There's something going on according to the plan of God. Right now, as they have all unified now, the deadly wound is healed. Right now, they now have a common currency called what? Euro. You know now Euro is stronger than dollar. Okay. So that you understand what is coming up. Very soon, Europe will take over what it used to be before. The power that Rome had before, the Roman Empire, is coming back now. When he said he will cause everyone to worship the first beast, you now understand what he means. What the Bible is saying. And he doeth great wonders, verse 13. So that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men. The fire there is not abracadabra fire. It's talking about all the neutron and atomic bombs that America has invented. Is that not the reason why everybody is going to America? Saddam will tell you his story. Because of those wonders from heaven. Fire will come down from heaven. At Nagasaki, or what do you call that place? And Hiroshima in Japan. During the Second World War. America was the country that ended the Second World War. They dropped one atomic bomb. Two of them in those two places. Hallelujah. And the effect of that atomic bomb is still there till today. After the bomb was dropped, I think they said the pilot went. When he discovered the destruction that he caused. Hallelujah. When he discovered the destruction that he caused. He said he has not remained the same again. Hallelujah. He has not remained the same. He went to a country and said, is this what I caused? The heat that bomb released and destroyed even living plants. They said the heat was so much until potato that is grown under the ground was cooked by the heat under the ground. So imagine the thousands of lives that were lost. That is the reason why America is making sure that no country with any dictator has nuclear program. That is what they are afraid of. They know what a nuclear bomb can do. That's why they are busy fighting, going everywhere, anywhere they know. If you carry any nuclear material, satellite is particularly monitoring the whole world. Anytime you are carrying any material with radioactivity, with any nuclear substance in it that can be used for this bomb, satellite will sound alarm, they search where it is. You are saying it's not possible. Praise the Lord. It is done now. It is done. Didn't you read in the paper yesterday? I read in the paper just before yesterday also. A car, a taxi in Abuja, this latest taxi in Abuja, that a thief snatched it. Where did they catch it? I think they caught it around Sokoto or so. The next day. Hallelujah. Now, unknown to the thief, the latest technology against thieves now, if you like go and thief car in America, if you come here, they will get you. GPR. Now, there is a computer chip that is put there, you know, hidden somewhere. You can't see it. You know, computer now, tiny thing put somewhere. So once you steal it, just report to them there. They will connect your number to the satellite. The satellite will trace it through that computer, and they will know where it is parked. See where it is. Hallelujah. And there was something interesting there. Not only that, as soon as you report, they will demobilize it. There's something they pray, and then the car will stop moving. So you'll be able to start it. So while you are still busy, what happen? Police will just come. Now follow us. So they are dealing with all nuclear materials all over the world. Praise the Lord. Some years ago, Israel went and bombed the nuclear power station of Iran. Bombed them. How did they know? If they allow them, because their enemy, these Arab nations, if they have any weapon they can throw at Israel and finish Israel at one day, they will do it. So Israel knows. And it's through nuclear material. That is the fire that comes from heaven that scripture is referring to. The power of scientific weapons. It's not miracle, abracadabra. Fire! There it will come. That is not it. Praise the Lord. Blessed be the name. Which verse are we now? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 13. And I said that is America. Why did I say that is America? Praise the Lord. First, it came out of the earth. I've explained that in Northern America was discovered. And you know that in 1776, America became independent. Everybody knows that. Praise the Lord. And, you know, see something now about this number 13. 13. It says, you know, America, when it started, it began with 13 colonies. 13 colonies. And the branch of the cloth of the eagle on the $1 bill. Hallelujah. If you count them, they are 13. They are 13. You know, I specifically reserved the dollar bill here so that somebody will understand what we're talking about. As many as will be able to see. Give me one here, give it here. Let them see $1. Some people never see dollars before. Give some outside there. It's $1 bill. Look at that eagle there. It's holding two things there. If you please return my dollar to me.
God's attributes were manifested to his body. We have powerful revelation by the last prophet's message. And we know who we are and what we raised up for. Praise the Lord. Here is no lie. Here is
$1 bill. No, give it to them. You have to look it. Just give one or two in the mouth of two or three. Let the matter be established. Just look at it. Count, that eagle is holding something with her claws. By the left and by the right. Count those arrows there. Hallelujah. Count, there are 13 arrows. One side and 13 leaves. The other side. Count it. And on the American flag, the American flag has 13 stars and 13 stripes in her flag. And in the book of Revelation, she is found in chapter 13. There's something about that. It's not coincidence. He said the wise will understand. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And what is, okay, let's read on now, verse 14. And deceived them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth that they should make an image to the beast which had a wound by a sword and did live. Hallelujah. And he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that is, give support. Life. And that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as will not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Hallelujah. Now you notice, what is the image of the beast? It is the World Council of Churches. Hallelujah. When I said that America was going to do two things, I said Rome, political Rome that was destroyed, wounded. Through America, they were going again to have full restoration. The second thing he will do again is that little horn also was also wounded through the Reformation period from Luther. The power of the Pope of Rome was destroyed. Pope lost his power. And that is what gave rise to all the Protestant churches. All these Protestants left Catholics. Pentecostals left the Protestants. All of them, now mama and grandmama, all of them pressed themselves back to where they were. God, or let me not say God, but God is the one telling us now. Through America, that beast, that power of the papacy, of the Pope, of the Vatican, he is going to give it power again. And America is going to supervise it. So the first thing he does is to raise an image. That image is, he is the one I'm promoting, that all the churches should come together into one. And in Sweden, they call it Uppsala, Sweden, in July 4th, 1968, that council was formed. That's where their headquarters is. And let me tell you, the World Council of Churches, up to this moment I'm speaking, Roman Catholic, they are not yet members. They only go as observers. But that is how it is started. Remember the parable of the wheat and tares. There has to be a bundling time. Bundling. The final bundle will be when they will all be united together with Rome. For now, they are still busy preaching to them, we are one. They are gathering. They are waiting for Pentecostals to join. They are waiting for this one to join. Every other person has joined. The churches in America, they have all joined. All these places. And American government is financing this organization. Praise God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let me read something for you. Hallelujah. We are here to learn. We are not here by accident. There's a young preacher in Singapore by the name of Richard Gang. Preacher of this message. This is what he wrote in one of his books, entitled The Beast. He said, most significant was the beginning in 1965 of conversations between the World Council of Churches and the Roman Catholic Church. After all these centuries of separation, the Protestant daughters were beginning talks